Hey Gratitude Seeker, I found this piece of news that I would really love to share with you. I really think that positive news should be more publicized, so here I am doing my part. Let's take a deep breath in and hold it for a few seconds. Taking at least 20 deep breaths each day is hugely important for our health and also for our mood and well-being. So find some time in your day when you can do this, or just listen to some of my solo episodes, because all of them start with this kind of breathing exercise. So, Catherine Hignett writes in Newsweek that a Philadelphia businessman gives $20 million to employees to show deep gratitude for their work. You may have heard about this piece of news, or maybe you haven't, but I think it's worth mentioning. She goes on to say that Mark Baiada announced the news to a full room of surprise staffers at a company lunch on Tuesday. This was, of course, last week before Thanksgiving. For instance, veteran nurse and mother of three, Cassandra Freeman, received $6,550 as a token of gratitude from Mark Baiada. She says that she wants to use the money to help get her kids through college and also replace some tires. Another employee of Mark Baiada said she was overwhelmed by the gratitude and the generosity, and her money also goes into education for her daughter. The Baiada Home Health Care founder and chairman, Mark Baiada, said that he's taking $20 million, dividing it up and giving it to everybody as a sign of deep gratitude and appreciation. He even included the people that used to work in his company. He goes on to say that, and I quote, "For me, it's the relationships. Working with all these people for such a long time, I really have heartfelt thanks and I want to express it. I just want to say thank you to all of them. Thanksgiving is a season of gratitude. You look around your life and say, I'm so fortunate." His company employs 23,000 people, and he founded the company when he was 27, which is 44 years ago. I think this is such a great example of gratefulness and generosity, and a really smart way of doing this, because he took into consideration since when the employees were working in the company, and he also took into consideration the ones that didn't work there anymore, but they did for many years, most probably because they retired. I think it's beautiful that we can be shocked in a positive way, and that there are these kinds of news that get our attention, and instead of making us fear the world and think that the world is a bad place, they inspire us. They set an example that we can follow, and that's really, really powerful. If you love this episode, share it with your friends, your family. This has been Giorgio Benta. Thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.